بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Well, this program is set for you to get to know more about interesting topics and have a great discussion to listen to. Well, this is Asma. I have the honor to be your host. And here with us, we have a sister Zainab and sister Masume. Assalamu alaikum, both of you, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having us.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you.
Wa alaikum assalam. Well, as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you to introduce yourself pretty much briefly. And let's start with Sister Zainab.
Okay, I'm Zainab Askari from Indian controlled Kashmir and a master's in linguistics and studying Hausa for a past decade now.
I am Masuma Jafari. I'm from Pakistan and I'm studying English literature.
That's very great. Thank you both of you for coming here. It's a pleasure to sit here and have a discussion with both of you. Well, there is an Eastern poet who was Syrian, and I just love his poems. And there is, in one of his poems, he actually comes to talk about love, his own love. And he says, the part that I love so much in that poem, that long poem, is that he repeats this code actually so many times that he says, I wish I loved you in another era in which people loved. The way he defines love is that love is the thing through which you're going to have different attention, different emotion, and different way of addressing your loved one. So the definitions of love are so much. There is this limitless amount of people who have come to define love. But then, let us know your perspective.
So it's a very hard question. I would say love toward anything or anyone, it is the commitment.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you love maybe a sport and you want to do great in it, so you need commitment.
Yeah. One of the factors, surely, yes, and definitely, yes, is commitment.
So for me, love is commitment. Mm-hmm. And beside it, a little emotion.
A little. Then you call it love.
Nice. Because the commitment is hard enough that some people just let it go.
But sometimes you commit to something without having any emotion.
I see your point. So that's why I said a little emotion.
A little is not enough. I guess it must concur you and your heart in a way that everybody around you could take the blessing of that love, not just your loved one. Love makes you kinder. Love makes you more patient. Love makes you a different person who's got a greater heart.
For me, love is friendship. So it's very important to be friends.
Very important.
It's very important to be friends first. It's a different emotion. It's a deep emotion. It's something very deep. And like as Sister Masuma said, it's commitment, a bit of emotion. I would say it's nothing without emotions. It's all about emotions.
Yeah. To the extent, that's why I say varieties of definitions towards love.
Yeah. For example, a poet says that when I received a message from my spouse, and I was a message of joy, for example, and I was so excited, but that the room was not enough that I could have spread my wings. So I had to get into the open air to, you know, spread my wings. So this defines the depth of that emotion, how happy, how deep you feel with this specific person.
Exactly. So when it comes to love, the role model for love that we could see is Imam Ali alayhi salam, I guess. The much of love and devotion he had towards God is something that is always so inspiring. Like, there's a story about him. He got wounded in a battlefield and then he went for the praying. That wound needed to be treated. But then before the praying, they couldn't do that. Just when he got to praying, he came and did the nursing while he was worshiping. And then it's as if he didn't realize what the doctor is doing because he was so melted in the love that he had with God, in that love language that he had with God, so that he didn't realize that he's been treated. and nursed, actually. So this is one of the examples of love that we have in our religion. Also, we could refer to the story of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I mean, who would not remember him talking about love? Like the whole story of Ashura and the whole company of Imam alayhi salam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, is actually a representative of true love. Now, if we want to come to define love, now all what we said up until now is truly love. And I guess if the audience would have some other definitions, that would enlarge the definition of love. Because it's not just commitment with a little emotion. It's not emotion pouring. It's not wings only. These things, it's more than that. Yes, it is friendship, it is commitment, it is devotion, it is sacrifice, it is everything. But then let's have a look at it from the Islamic perspective and the stories and the role models that we have. We go for a break and then we come back to pursue our discussion.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. We're talking about love. Well, this is one of the topics that it would never get banal. Like, we would never get used to it.
Never.
Never and ever. And every time we come to talk about it, it's as if it's a new discussion.
We have something new to say.
Yes, genuinely new. And by the way, when you are a child, you have a different definition of love. When you get older, you are a teenager, you have a different definition. And when you get older, you have a totally different version of definition. Now, I don't know which one is better, because when you are younger, maybe you are more courageous, let's say.
Yes.
And you don't pay attention to anything. Maybe your definition of love is more brave, is braver. But then when you get older, the definition becomes much more logical and wiser.
Wise.
I don't know. Which one would you prefer?
Of course, the wise one.
We're not kids anymore.
I don't know why. I guess when you get older, the entanglement of logic and of maturity and of what are the consequences? These things would actually trap you, sort of. And they won't make you be much more, let's say, courageous or plunge into love.
They don't trap you. Mm-hmm. They're securing you. They're protecting you.
But love is not to secure and protect you.
No. If there is not security in love, if there is no peace, then what's the point of it?
Well, I usually, that's my perspective, actually. I do believe the word love and this huge fire inside of you come as connotations together in my head. Like it's, it could be a fountain and it could be a volcano, both.
Wow.
So it needs to be, it's a perilous journey. Like it's dangerous.
It is dangerous.
We have this quote in Urdu. It says that aag ka darya hai doob ke jana hai, which means for example, an ocean, a sea of fire, and you have to drown in it.
Exactly. Yeah, I would go with that definition. Yeah, that's very lovely.
That's one of the definitions of love by one of the poets.
So let's get back to what we were talking before the break. So I said, Islamically, if we want to define love, how would you define it?
Exactly the way you said. It's devotion and sacrifice. For example, in the again, I would relate this quote to the same. Like, it's love is not just to express something. You say something with your words. It has to be there in the actions. I would call love to be efforts. I would call love to be sacrifice. I would call love to be care at times. But mostly it's sacrifice and efforts. So, and that's something that that would be shown in your actions. For example, I gave this quote that it's a sea of fire and you have to get drowned into it so that you reach the other end. But and this is something, this sacrifice was shown by Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Exactly.
So it was not just an expression of love through, I don't know, the namaz, praying or something. He practically gave up everything he had in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So giving up sacrifice is something, is the highest ultimate form
he
of love.
He melted in that sea of fire.
Indeed, indeed. That's why the poet says is not,
it has never been
easy. It's
in
not
no
an easy
story
task.
And poem, there is an insinuation on the fact that love is an easy thing.
It seems to be good in the beginning, but then why it says it's dark night in, after that? Because you have to keep on doing efforts.
Exactly,
until then.
Yeah.
Without efforts, it's nothing.
In Persian poetry also, we have so much of these insinuations, like love might seem at the beginning very easy, but it's not.
It's
just
not,
as you step into it, then the
actual love starts.
Yeah, the actual story gets started. Well, in real life, in what we see in today's life, actually, if I want to put it much more precisely, I would put it this way, that in today's life, I don't see much of love, though there are many hustles and bustles, you know. Everybody claims to be in love with the other person, but I don't think so. Like, if you look at the media, then what you see is that sometimes the disrespect becomes as a factor of loving each other, you know?
Crazy.
Yeah, you see, I'm telling you that in today's world, unfortunately, the definition of love
has changed,
has not survived from modernism and postmodernism. So today's world defines love in a different way and manner. But if we want to revive this old classical love, how would you apply it on today's life? What do you think is missing right now in the things they call human beings today's call love?
So, first of all, I want to look at love as a very big cake. This is not a joke. It has multi-layers, of course, you know. So let's imagine this cake is very special. It has different layers. It has icing. Mm-hmm. It has different, maybe dry fruits, jam, different things in it. And everyone
and
has...
And it has sparkles inside.
Indeed, indeed. It has some magic inside and some beautiful on the outside. But people, human... they have a very small bite of it, and different people have bites from different parts of the cake. So everyone has its own definition for love.
Exactly.
So I think we cannot really deny any of the... we cannot deny many of the definitions. Meanwhile,
definitely.
We cannot easily accept many other definitions. Yeah. It is already a very big cake. It has dimensions, layers, and it's very hard to say.
Yeah.
But I would still stick to my point that... love is not love without the feeling of security. So
surely,
what do I mean by that? This does not mean that I'm not in danger. I can be in danger, but feel safe.
Exactly.
Feel secure. Like how we see in Karbala and after Karbala, how Bibi Zainab says, "Ma ra'ayta illa jamila." So of course, she's been through a lot. And even after Ashura, she was through a lot. But because she had the security... that's why she could see everything beautiful.
She has it in her heart.
That is love.
For example, if you see women, I'll talk about couples, the marriage couples. If you see women, when they feel like they are aging, they go for these injections, they go for these so many things just to look more young, and they do so many experiments with their bodies. But Shakespeare, in one of his sonnets, said long ago that love is not love which alters when it alteration finds or bends with the remover to remove. It's an ever-fixed mark that looks on tempest and is never shaken. It's the star to every wandering bark. Love alters with not its brief hours and weeks, but bears it out even to the edge of doom.
If you can alter a feeling that you had for someone and you call it so special, then I guess you have to doubt your concept of love, because there is no alteration for love. With that comes devotion and commitment and friendship and sacrifice and everything
else. Security.
So thank you very much. It was quite interesting for me.
Indeed.
And it made me think more about the concept of love and just rehash our knowledge about love. It's very nice to do that every now and then, because it would add to your to the depth of your definition of love. So thank you, Sister Masume. Thank you, Sister Zainab. And so much of love to all the listeners who are listening to us. This was all for today's episode. I hope you have just enjoyed it. Hope you be always in love and the right direction towards Allah. So this was all that we had until another session. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رازقة يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رازقة لتصي دليلتك وانسكت.